Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to this week's episode of the City Confessions. It's actually going to be a solo episode featuring yours truly, and I'm basically breaking all the rules of my own podcast schedule, but at the same time, it is my podcast, so I do make the rules. I used to always say that I wanted to have one solo episode at the beginning of each season and then at the end to wrap it up, and I loved having guests on to fill in the spots and get their stories. But with that being said, I felt like, not that it wasn't working for me, but there were also moments that were happening in between the time of my season that I wanted to talk about. And sometimes I felt like by the time I got to the last episode wrapping up the season, it either wasn't relevant or I didn't feel as called to speaking about that topic as I would had it happened in the moment. And then secondly, selfishly, this also helps me to remove pressure on getting guests, because if you are a podcast host or are a creative person, you know that it takes a lot of time to book things, events, appointments, whatever the case is, in advance. And then speaking about the podcast, it takes time to edit. And just as a mom, I need to be more strict with my time. So I figured having a solo episode gives me the opportunity to speak more and also to make the process easier in recording and also rolling out these episodes. So for this episode, I'm just going to dive in because I want to talk about an incident that happened to me a few weeks ago. And I went to an event with the Happy Planner. If you know what that is, they basically have these planners that help you to manifest your life, to talk about your emotions. It's actually a powerful tool, which I recommend all of you to check out. They hosted the event at The Well, which is this wellness and meditation studio and space in New York City. I've been to it before, and I knew kind of what to expect because in another event about a year ago, we had a meditation session and really nice and relaxing. And I'm an advocate for meditation. It's not something that's like very new to me. So it was basically right up my alley. So last week, I think the event occurred on a Tuesday or Wednesday, but I already felt very heavy going into the week with personal things and just a lot of anxiety and stress. I was not in a good headspace, which is why I was so looking forward to this event, because it would give me the opportunity to get out of the apartment. And as somebody who works from home and takes care of a baby 24/7, it was a good break. I also felt like it was giving myself permission to prioritize my own self-care and mental health. Unlike other social events, this was more a self-care moment. So when I went to the event, I didn't know anybody. And it also shows the growth that I have as a person, because previously I used to be super nervous about going to events if I didn't know anybody. I would always ask my friends if they got invited, and if they didn't, I would try to have them as my plus one. But nowadays, I don't really care. I'm picky about the events I go to, and it honestly depends on the vibe. If it's more of, you know, a cocktail type of thing, of course, I would like to have a friend. If it's more of a preview or an intimate dinner or something like this, I don't mind going by myself. So long story short, when I went to the event, we dove right into the meditation session, which took about 30 minutes, and it was lovely. It was nice. It was something that I would do at home. And just to give you some background, basically the instructor taught us about the box breathing technique people use to kind of calm their nerves and stress in in these crazy, hectic situations. And then she gave us two prompts. So one, it was to basically imagine yourself going down these stairs and entering a room, and then your life is projected on a screen. She then challenges us to think about what our lives look in 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and then counting how old we would be at that time, how we feel, who we're with. And then the second prompt is that your higher self is with you and you're asking them for advice. And what are they telling you? I was really stressed going into this event, but this activity and exercise actually made me hopeful because I saw that in the future, my life wasn't stressful. It wasn't chaotic. It wasn't something that I wasn't looking forward to. It was actually kind of like my dream life. And then my higher self was just telling me to be patient and to offer myself grace and to be compassionate, and that, you know, like, this too shall pass in a way, and that that after the storm, there's light and a rainbow. And it's funny because I do truly believe that. But as most of you may know, when you're in the moment, when you're in your feelings and you're super stressed out and just not in a good headspace, you can't help but to kind of bask in that, at least for me. I'm also a Scorpio moon. I don't know if any of you are into astrology, but it is like the most intense moon sign, in my opinion, because we really, really feel our emotions and it honestly gets the best of us. So after the exercise, I felt better because, again, I felt like it removed myself from the present and made me breathe and say, like, you know, you're going through a hard time, but this isn't permanent. After the meditation, I thought we were going to be good. It was over. And then the instructor tells us to go around in a circle to talk about our experience. And the way she started, I was like the third to last one. And there was about like 10 people. So 7 people went first. And then it came to me. And honestly, if I can recall, I feel like I spoke very eloquently. I basically spoke about what I just told you all, how I needed to offer myself grace and that to take a step back and to work on self-regulation and just see life in a bigger picture. I was almost done speaking, but I don't know why my voice started to crack. And when that happens, it means that I'm about to lose it. So I just was like, I'm sorry, I'm just getting emotional. And then out of nowhere, I honestly don't even know what happened, I started bawling, like literally crying. I was trying to also hold it in. So it was one of those weird moments where it's like, I didn't just burst out crying, but you could tell that I didn't want to cry, but at the end of the day, it was just going to come out. And everybody was looking at me. We were in a circle. Yeah, let me give you what the environment was. You basically enter a room barefoot. There's pillows on the floor. And it was kind of like it was already shaped as in a circle. So in the middle was like, I don't want to say crystals, but yeah, just think about like crystals in the middle and then pillows in a circle. And then we're all sitting down. It's very quiet. So it was like very intimate. And again, I didn't know a single person. And honestly, my confession is that I was so embarrassed that that happened because I cry a lot. I'm not going to lie, but I cry by myself. Like, I cry at night. I cry when I'm overwhelmed. The only person who like truly can see that is my partner because he's home with me. But nobody really knows that I cry or as much as I do. Like, not my friends, not my family. I mean, you all know now. But like, I feel a lot, I take on a lot, and I don't usually express it. I actually do the opposite. I suppress it, which is one of the things that I'm working on in therapy. But everybody was just looking at me and I just kept like apologizing, and it was just hard. And then the instructor kind of like remained with me, you know, they didn't go to the next person, and I was like, okay, like, I'm good. And she's like, yeah, we're just holding space for you. And like, thank you for being vulnerable and sharing. And I didn't want to be vulnerable. Like, honestly, that was not my goal. I was not trying to let these people know what was happening. But I share this story because, one, it was such a... I keep using the word embarrassing because that's just how I felt. Because I feel like I'm going to remember this moment forever. But it was also an enlightening and liberating moment because she is right. Like, I didn't feel safe enough to let it all out. And then on the flip side, I also felt like I was holding on so much that it had to be let out. Like, there was no other option. I mean, had she finished the meditation session and not asked any questions, I'm sure I would have still kept it in, but it would have eventually exploded, whether it was going to be at home by myself at night or, you know, taking it out on it. I mean, taking it out on others. I don't know, but I'm happy that I got it all out. And if you cry, and I'm not talking about like little cry, I'm talking about like those cries where if just you feel exhausted afterwards, like after you have that moment, you feel so good because it's like, I don't know. I mean, I would compare it to like working out in a way. Like when you're working out, you're spending so much energy. And sometimes, you know, you're also releasing dopamine. And at the end, even if you're sore or like tired, you feel good because it's like everything just got lifted off your shoulders. And that's how I felt. And in a way, I'm kind of happy that I didn't know any of them. And I doubt any of them are listening to this podcast. But it was a moment where I don't know why I felt somewhat like not guilty, just like weird after it. I was just like, oh my God. Like a part of me was like, they're gonna judge me. They're gonna think I'm crazy because like I just, you know, came out of nowhere and just started bawling. I will say that after the meditation session, I like thanked the instructor, gave her a big hug, and then I went to the bathroom to collect myself because I'm also the type of person that I need to have like a full cry session. If I stop myself and I don't fully let it just be, it's always going to continue. I'm just going to have like little moments of like a little cries here, a little cries here, there, and I haven't fully gotten out. And in that session, when everybody was staring at me, I still held back because I didn't, it would have been like a 10 minute of them just staring. So I went to the bathroom and I was there for a good like 5 minutes, try to collect myself together, and then went back upstairs because it took place downstairs. When I went back up, I was still really emotional, but I felt better and I didn't want to talk to anybody. I didn't leave right away because there were two coaches there, and the whole point of the event was to speak to them. So I was kind of waiting for my turn, And as I was waiting, another woman came up to me who was actually in the meditation session just to check up on me and just to say like, hey, you're okay, you know, and basically said that she was right there with me, that she felt like she also held back. And that made me feel good because I was like, okay, she felt what I felt and she could be going through whatever she's going through, but maybe she just didn't feel comfortable sharing. But at least she was letting me know that I wasn't alone, and I was also letting her know that she wasn't alone. And that was like a beautiful moment. And I spoke to the coach afterwards, and again, I just still kept crying because everything just felt so real in that moment. And if you guys are wondering like why is she so stressed, it's honestly just motherhood and like relationships and just feeling like I'm just overwhelmed. It's funny because about a month ago when I did my solo episode, I said I was in a really good place, but that's just how life works. It ebbs and flows. There's highs and lows. And if you take a moment to just think about how many emotions you feel in a day, it's actually incredible. You can go from waking up feeling amazing to then feeling stressed, whether it's due it's due to work, to feeling frustrated if, you know, you spill your coffee or you miss your train, to then feeling excited and then calm. Like, it's crazy what we go through as human. Following that session that day, I still felt like an emotional weight on me. But then after that week passed, I feel so much better. I do think if I recorded that episode that week, I would still be a mess because it would have been hard for me to talk. But now I can, you know, have a clearer headspace and just feeling better about life. But it's always a work in progress. After talking about the confession of me crying in front of strangers and feeling extremely embarrassed, I also wanted to share, and the biggest lesson I think I've learned through this is that no matter how hard you try to suppress your emotions or try to push them away, it will always show up in ways that you might not want it to, but it's necessary. And I think the only way to kind of understand them is to take a moment to let it do its thing. You know, if that means crying for you, if you're not a crier, maybe, like, I don't know, like, again, going back to like going to the gym, something that's like active and you need to like move your body, you just have to find a way to let your emotions be the emotions, and just that, let them be. Don't associate yourself with them because they don't define you, but understand that they're telling you something. You know, I read this chart the other day about like what feelings are telling you. Like, resentment tells you things that, like, you know, resentment is linked to expectations, and fear is linked to insecurities and all of that. And it's really interesting that you, it's really interesting what your own body can reveal to you. I want to leave this episode off with something that I decided to do recently, I guess moving into the spring, and that's basically to let the past be the past and to move on. And I know this sounds simple, and maybe a lot of you are like, yeah, I do that, but I realize personally for me, I don't hold grudges, I really don't, but sometimes I feel like I don't really heal from things in the past. And even though I've moved on from it, there are times when I feel like the past creeps up on me and I allow it to still be affected by it. And I guess that talks about like healing, like I need to just heal from it. But I realized that if I do that, then I'm always living in the past. And actually, my partner taught me this, that I'm never going to really be able to like move forward. He like told me that it's like having chains and like, you know, the past keeps bringing me back. And it's like I'm fighting to be in the present. But if I don't remove those chains, I'm never truly free. And I felt like this has to go back to motherhood. You know, like postpartum depression and postpartum rage is real. And that's a year ago. I do think in a way I've healed from it, but I think like for some reason mentally and maybe like emotionally, I still feel like I have a tie to it, and it's not me anymore, right? Like, I'm no longer depressed, I'm no longer angry, but I don't know why I still talk about that, and sometimes I do bring it up, and it's not relevant right now. My son is a year. I don't want to say different, but I'm more confident in who I am as a person and as a mom. And I had to go through that in order for me to be where I'm at today. And I need to realize that. I need to see the brighter side of it. And it's just so funny because I always used to be like a really positive person. And then I feel like the last year I've been more of a negative Nancy, and I need to just let that go. Like, it's not serving me. It's not healthy. It's honestly not bringing me any joy. I've been actually experiencing more stress than joy, and it's time for a change. So I'm making a decision to just be a better person, to be more open-minded. I want to see myself and see my life in the way that I envision. And the only way that that happens is that if my actions and thoughts align with that. I can't dream of this, you know, happy life and then be miserable and negative. Like, there's no way that my reality will align with that dream. And I need to close that gap. I need to make sure that I am behaving and navigating the world in the Marianne version of who I want to be, right? So if you ever see a discrepancy in your thoughts and feelings and actions, and you're wondering, like, why am I not, you know, I feel like I should be living this way, but I'm not, take a hard look on how you operate and try to change the coding. It's hard, okay? Well, I'm not gonna lie. It's really, really hard to reprogram your brain and reprogram your mind, but it is possible. And the brain is actually very adaptive. I've been like researching and listening to these podcasts and reading books, and it's so true. We are very adaptive human beings. It just takes a lot of work, because when you're so used to acting a certain way or thinking a certain way, it becomes your natural programming. And you can't expect any changes if you don't change, you know, from within. And it all starts from the mind and how you see the world. So with that being said, I'm holding myself accountable to saying goodbye to the negativity, to the toxicity. I want to have a beautiful life and a beautiful perspective on life. And I honestly feel like it's a perfect time to do so now that spring is here, because spring is always a great transition to kind of plant your seeds, right? Then it starts to grow. Like, goodbye to the winter. And going back to astrology, Pisces is actually the last sign of the zodiac. So I feel like it's a good way to let that be in the past and now embrace a brighter future. So thank you all so much for listening to this. I just felt called to record this episode. So share this with a friend if you enjoyed it. And stay tuned for next week's episode. And you can look forward to more solo episodes sprinkled throughout the season. All right, have a beautiful day and week, and I'll see you all next week. Okay, bye.